Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Mixed Dream Radio, right here at MixedExposure.com, the best internet music there is on the net. Tonight, we will be interviewing David C. Deal, better known as the Doc, from Ohio. How you doing, David?
I'm doing just great, Bubba. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, what you been up to, and how's everything going?
I'm doing real good. It's a beautiful day out here in Ohio, and been practicing some music just a little bit ago, and doing well. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this first song we're going to do is called The Brooklyn Lullaby. So, tell us a little bit about it, David.
Brooklyn's Lullaby is the last song I wrote and recorded. All the songs I chose for this show are songs in which I co-wrote with other Mixposure artists. Most of them I was a primary part of the writing, but some of them I actually just got to place keys on their songs. Brooklyn's Lullaby was a song that Philip E. Bailey sent to me. He had written and recorded the guitar. Said, do whatever you want with it. So I put some vocals and lyrics, a little flute on it, and made a lullaby for my newest granddaughter, Brooklyn.
Well, grandkids are great, ain't they?
Oh, man, nothing like it.
So what do you say? Let's sit back right now and listen to it, David.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, here we go. With Brooklyn Lullaby, David C. Deal. And let's take it away.
And your hair is blonde. Only whispers hints of who you will become. Life, you lie so sweet, resting in your blanket bundled with softened heat. Your eyes glow blue and your hair is blonde, which only whispers hints of who you'll become. Will that smile grow into teenage laughter when first fruits of love set your heart aflame? Do those tears foreshadow cries of broken love and pain? New bud of life, you lie so sweet, resting in your blanket bundled with softened heat. Your eyes glow blue and your hair is blonde, only whispers hints of who you will become. I wonder now, with all your charms, which will be your gifts? Will you be like your mom? Your mother's nose, your father's lips and cheeks. Will you hear the music? Will you run to compete? I see love's gaze at your sister. Will you be friends forevermore? Will you have children of your very own? Yes, children of your very own to adore. New bud of life, you lie so sweet, resting in your blanket bundled with softened heat, which only
welcome back, everybody. Great song right there. Now for this next song, I see, David, we have Together We Stand. And you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Together We Stand is a collaboration with Chris Giorgio. Actually, I wrote this song in response to that bombing in France and Paris, and they had that We Are Charlie thing. And I was pretty moved by what was going on there, so I kind of wanted to write an anthem for that. So I wrote the guitar and the lyrics and recorded the vocals, and then sent it to Chris and asked if he'd write some, put some keys on it and get other guitars on it, some electric guitars on it. And he wrote, you know, a really progressive rock Pink Floyd kind of thing, and then we added this. And then I got to add my granddaughter Jocelyn Hunter, the spoken words in the middle of it, which that was really fun. And actually, we're re-recording it right now. It was a different vocalist with Pete on it, and pretty excited about that too. Pete Tabar.
Sounds great. So, what do you say? Let's turn around and listen to it right now.
That'd be great.
All right, Together We Stand, Mr. David C. Deal. Let's take her away.
Are justified. It's God's will, you know. Let's put on a show for all time. Please share the sky. Love's voice is calling. Reach so high that creation reveals. Share the sky. Open your hearts. One home, one earth, one face, a man, so small in one skin, yet together we stand. One home, just one earth, one face, a man, so small in one skin, yet together we stand.
People so angry, so mean to each other.
I don't know, honey. It just seems like
people always want to have something that somebody else has.
Don't they like to have fun? Don't they like to play?
I don't know. It's easy to feel the suffering of one's tribe, to take on the burdens of the past, become a holy warrior, destroy what impedes their destiny. Afraid that love will weaken the will, sharpen for the battlefield's call. Stay tight as a drum and ready to run into hell.
Welcome back. We just heard Together We Stand. Now, we're doing a song that the True Vulgarian wrote, which is Living the American Dream, and then we had you come in on it, if you remember right.
I do remember that. Sent it over to my place. We also sent, then I sent it also to David Coonrod for the bass and produced it. I think I did keys on this one, if I remember correctly.
You sure did.
And it sure turned out it was a beautiful song you wrote.
Yeah, well, it's a true song. Really, when I wrote that, I was asked not to get into politics. And I was telling the true vulgarian about the same thing. He said, well, you need to tell Bob Dylan and some more about that, too. And I said, I guess I do. But I wrote it.
I don't think it gets into politics unless you're talking about what you think is the solution. But, you know, we all see the problems.
Yeah, we all see the problems. Bill said, Mark Reddick out of Nashville, you know, me and you talked about Mark. And I told him about that. And he said, you know, Bob, you need to kind of stay out of politics and stuff like that. And I said, nah, I don't think I'm going to. So what do you say? Let's turn right around and listen to it. Living the American Dream by David C. Dill. And great song. So here we go. Living the American Dream.
Living the
American dream. Whoa, living the American dream. Where are you headed if you can make a dime? In these hard times, living in a trailer and a bind, it's on all our minds. Can you tell them who's to blame? The game's so rigged against you, just left with all the pain. Now, mister, please can you tell us what's it gonna take to find all these changes in the promises you make? After all these years, never helped the people in me, hoping for a break that never comes, living the American dream. Living the American dream. Living the American dream.
Okay, you just heard Living the American Dream. Now we're going with No One's Listening. So what about that, David? What's all that about?
This one's When No One Listens. Now, this is written, it started out with P.E. Bailey. He did the guitars in it. And then we brought in Dave Coonrod on bass and Kevin Peters, who's one of the guitarists in my band, Siberian Solstice. And I did the keyboards on it and the production. And this ended up being a song the lyrics are by P.E., about what it feels like as an indie musician when you put your heart and soul into writing a song and then nobody hears it, and the pain that goes with that. When I structured the song, I actually made it with the idea that the first part is when you get the inspiration for the song, then you get all excited, and the second part is the thrill of writing the song and recording the song, and then is in my mind when the lyrics come in, it was like when it was published but nobody heard it and you're sad, and then the last part is you start getting inspiration again and you start writing another song anyhow.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds like a great idea for a song. So why don't we sit back and right now, David, and listen to it. What do you say?
All right, sounds good.
Here we go. When No One's Listening. And I know that feeling too, because I always say that to Mom D all the time. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mixed Dream Radio right here at MixedPoetry.com with Bubba Rees and David C. Deal, better known as the Doc. So now, David, we have the dream. That, did you write that about when you had a dream or something? Or
this song, I was talking with a female vocalist who had just contracted with a record company, actually major record company. It's a pretty tough contract. And she's in the process of recording a CD for them. And she had her whole life in it. And she asked me to write a song for her. And I wrote it about some of the things she told me she was going through in this process of making a contract, trying to live up to their expectations and the pressures, etc. And she was about to record it, but unfortunately some things happened and she had to drop out. So I sent the instrumental part that I had written to Piali and asked her to sing the song, which she did, and just did a beautiful job on it. It's primarily a piano-based piece, but that's the story behind this one.
And you got David Coonrod on bass.
David Coonrod on bass. Yeah, I always forget to say that. He's about on two-thirds of the songs I write. I just love his bass, so I about always ask him, would you put some bass on this?
You did a great job, too.
He always does.
David's a great bass player.
Yeah.
Great bass player. So what do you say? Let's turn around and let's do it right now.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. The Dream.
Left all alone in the moment.
Oh, yeah. We just heard The Dream. Now, David, we're coming up to another song that you did, which is Open My Eyes. And what's that about?
Well, Open My Eyes is a guitar-based song. It's almost all guitar. I played on acoustic. This comes out of music therapy I do with some of my younger clients. Sometimes in dealing with trauma, and sometimes just as a way of expressing themselves, especially for children, I write songs with them within the session. And this is a song that most of the song was written within the session with feedback from the client, a young person. And then after I had it written, I recorded it, the guitars, and I did the vocals on this one. Probably shouldn't have, but I did. And then I sent it to Pete Tabar because my vocals just weren't good. And he went ahead and redid them. Oh, my gosh, he did a beautiful job. And, of course, I asked David Coonrod to do bass, and he laid some bass down.
Oh, sounds great. So why don't we get right to it right now and listen to Open My Eyes right here at MitchPoser.com on the Mitch Dream Radio with Bubba Reeves and David C. Deal, better known as a Doc. So let's get right to it.
Just when I thought I knew it all, the good, the bad, the plain, a spark of light was planted in my mind. And as that seed was nurtured, it grew into a flame. Open my eyes, flame open my eyes. Filters of our mind. And now the possibilities unfold. At times it is so frightening to do more than just survive. Open my eyes, bring me to life. Open my eyes, open my eyes. All those years I've been holding breath and walls of fear,
All right. Now we come to another track, which is called Just Breathe. What's that about, Dave?
This is another track, basically a guitar track and acoustic guitar track. I went ahead and kept my vocals on this, which I'm, again, I did. This spawned out of cable TV. When I wrote it, I had just been listening to some of that stuff, that hate stuff that's all over TV and the media these days, and I was just getting frustrated by it. And this was, if you will, a protest song against all the politics and hate-based siding that we seem to do. Piali did some of the vocals for me, which was just great. And again, David Coonrod offered his bass on this.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is, you know, with the politics and everything going on. Especially yeah. Facebook. Sometimes Facebook, the stuff just put on there.
Yep. I just block all those when they come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't want politics on Facebook. You know, if somebody can talk politics, I'm not going to do that for recreation.
I see enough of that on the news, don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's get right to it. Just Breathe. Navy Sea Deal. Here we go.
Dark nights growing, fan flames of fear and rage. The talking heads, they chant the calls. The vitriol poison, it seeps into our veins, stirs our dragons for their cause. Pleasure in the strain, a hidden smugness feeds the fire. Talk of wars, of sacred battles waged, the Holy Grail, God the tribe.
Oh, Welcome back, everybody. We got David C. Deal right here with Bubba Rees. Now we're coming up with another song, which is Going Down. Now tell us a little bit about that, David.
Well, Going Down was the first structure was written by P.E. Bailey on guitar. And then I wrote some lyrics. I guess that's coming out of that kind of middle age, coming out of thing where you, I'm 60-something and I'm, losing some energy and not wanting to fight those battles of life that you fight during your life. It's just part of the way it is when you're younger. And talks about letting go of some of that stuff and finding some peace and in just being, and the struggle with that as well. Pete Tabar did the vocals on this, did an absolutely stunning job. Bud Rumming did the drums on this at our request, and David Coonrod did the bass. I did the keyboards.
You know, Pete Tabar got a great vocals, ain't he?
Oh my God, he there's no way he shouldn't be on the radio all over the place. I've said if I had a voice like that, all I'd do is sing.
I know the feeling. So let's get right to it. Going Down with everybody. So here we go with David C. Deal and Bubba Rees, right into Mixed Dream Radio, MixedPoser.com.
Traces leave a mark when one has come and gone.
the very end. Seems time to lay down, rest this tired head. I'm going down, turning all of it down.